Georgia Senate District 53 candidate Lanny Thomas is recovering in the hospital after undergoing emergency surgery following a sudden medical situation. In a statement, his family says the procedure was necessary and that Thomas is now on the road to recovery. Despite the setback, they say he remains committed to his campaign and plans to return as soon as he's able. Thomas is currently in a runoff election scheduled for Tuesday, April 7th, which will decide representation for parts of Northwest Georgia in the state Senate. His family is asking for prayers and community support, with more updates expected in the coming days. Lafayette residents are being encouraged to take part in an upcoming public meeting focused on the city's Safe Streets project. City officials say the meeting is scheduled for today, March 18th, at 5:30 p.m. Residents are urged to attend and share their input as the city works towards creating safer streets throughout the community. A packed crowd filled the Walker County Board of Education meeting Monday night as parents, students, and community members spoke out over the removal of longtime Lafayette High School cheerleading coach Nicole Harris. Supporters say Harris, who led the program for more than 24 years, has been a mentor and key part of the school community. Many expressed concern about the future of the program, with some students saying they may not return if she's not reinstated. Superintendent Damon Raines says the decision now rests with Lafayette High School leadership. The situation continues to draw strong reactions across Walker County. Three individuals are facing felony charges following recent bookings at the Walker County Detention Center. 45-year-old Joshua Daniel McLaughlin was arrested on probation violation. 30-year-old John Dakota Moses faces multiple charges, including possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute, along with traffic-related offenses. And 65-year-old David Elmo Segroves was booked on charges including probation violation, driving while license suspended or revoked, and failure to stop. And visitors to the Lafayette-Walker County Public Library can now explore a new temporary exhibit highlighting research tied to Lookout Mountain. Located in the Shaw History Room, the display features photos, maps, and historical imagery, offering a preview of future exhibits planned for the Museum of Lafayette. The exhibit helps connect the mountain's story to the region's broader natural and cultural history. The future museum is set to open in mid-2026 inside the historic Chattooga Academy, one of Georgia's oldest surviving brick school buildings. In the meantime, the public is encouraged to stop by the library and get a first look at the work underway. You can find details on these stories and more on our website, discoverwalker.com. I'm John Sparks. Georgia 93.7 and Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.